This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Thanks to them. Want to thank Matt Anaya. Gets us twitching in the morning. Has to deal with these cameras. Boy, he does a good
job. There's a lot of cameras.
We're always on camera. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Tuesday, March 25th, and a happy birthday to my brother, Mike.
Oh, that's fantastic. Everyone should have a brother, Mike.
Exactly. I thought you would enjoy that.
Yeah. God bless him.
That's my brother's name is my dad's name.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Happy birthday,
wonderful.
Mike.
Is he Mike or Michael?
Depends on what kind of mood my mom was in, but yeah. Usually Mike.
Yeah. I used to be Michael when I was a
right.
young child. No one
it's
calls
funny.
Me Michael
Different
anymore.
People in our family probably refer to him differently. My mom refers to him as Michael.
Yeah. It's funny. It is funny because you do get different names throughout your life.
Yeah.
At least I have. I've got a collection of nicknames. I've never been Mully before I got on the radio. Isn't that weird?
It is kind of weird, Muggs.
Yeah, I was Muggs when I was a kid. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Muggsy Mike Mulligan. Can you believe that either? All right. Thanks to our executive producer. He is Dustin William Rhodes.
Put it on a T-shirt. Too good to tank.
That's Dustin. And Brandon Fryer, always fun. Love you, buddy. Thank you.
Seth Rollins here. Good morning, football. And I'm giving you my Chicago Bears Mount Rushmore. Number one, Papa Bear Hallis. There'd be no team without him. Number two, greatest football player of all time, in my opinion, might be biased, Sweetness Walter Payton. Number three is the tough one. I got to go with a middle linebacker, right? Do I go with Urlacher? Do I go with Butkus? I think I'm going to go with Singletary, my guy, the man. And then four is tough, but since this is my list, I'm going to go with my generation, a man who redefined the position, Devin Hester. That's my Mount Rushmore. Thanks for tuning in.
Yikes.
Well, I mean, God bless him. It's nice to hear a Mount Rushmore. That's wrong.
That's wrong.
It's just wrong.
It's wrong. I love the enthusiasm.
Yeah,
I love
God
the
bless
passion.
Right.
I love that he's a Bears guy.
Love the Bears.
No Sayers or Butkus.
It's crazy.
And Singletary and Hester over Sayers and Butkus?
No, thank you.
Then what's your guy's Mount Rushmore?
What about Danimal?
I think I'm going Hallis, Payton, Sayers, Butkus.
I'll drop Hallis. I don't think he was that great a player. And he's
are we going players or
I'm going them? Coach. Okay. I'm going founder.
Let me stand corrected.
He's already got a statue.
Let me stand corrected.
Please.
You got Halas, Ditka, Peyton, Butkus.
I'm not going to argue with Ditka, and I'm not going to argue with Peyton or Butkus or Sayers. I'm just going to, instead of putting the coach, I'm going to put Dan Hampton there because he really – you know, is a great guy, and he was one of the great players. You know, before there was a J.J. Watt, Dan Hampton did it better and longer. And he was a bloody pro bowler
that. At
every position on the defensive line.
I just have a different one. That's a fun part of it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And I'll put Olin up there, too. I'm having a huge – I have so many guys. It's almost – what the hell are you doing?
Yikes.
Back off, everyone. We got the Layla. What the hell day is it?
Tuesday.
Every day is a celebration when you're here.
I don't know what day it is, guys. I never know.
You get confused when you get up too early, and it's like, I think it was like 30 degrees when I walked outside. Like, I needed winter gear, but now it's probably, looking out the window, maybe it's in the 40s.
It looks balmy. It
does look good. Marshall Harris looks good, too.
I mean, good might be an overstatement, but hey, I'll take it.
No, you look
I'll take
yourself.
It. I feel kind of rough.
I was telling earlier that it kind of broke my heart when I was on. I made a recommendation to David to get this chicken Caesar wrap, and I told him the place to go and how good it was, and he just looked at me blankly. And when I mentioned that to you, you said to take off the tortilla, which is the thing that holds the thing together. And I don't know. You'd then be eating a salad.
Yeah, you need the wrap.
Maybe a spinach tortilla then.
But you got rid of the tortilla. And now when I have one of these things,
no,
I feel like, oh, man, I shouldn't be eating tortilla.
Molly, where's the wrap from? Now I want to know.
Oh, what's the name of the place?
West Loop.
Yeah,
I
forget the name of it, too.
You got to ask your wife. You got to ask your wife what the name of it is.
My wife knows everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
I'm interested.
Oh, good. I will look it up. And
like a good chicken Caesar wrap.
I appreciate a couple of things. You guys talking about my guy, Gage Tater Workman. He better be on the team. You're right.
Yeah.
I'm going to start with that.
Gage Tater Workman? I didn't know that he...
Tater is his middle name. His legal middle name
He's
is
born
Tater.
To
is it really?
Yes.
Born
I did
to
not
know that.
GTW.
I know that.
That's,
now the viewers at ABC 7 know that as well, because you better believe
awesome.
I featured that last night.
That is
nice
in
job
every show.
Night.
Oh, appreciate
like
it.
You almost, like you've done
it's
this
almost
before.
Like you've done it. Yeah.
I have. The other thing, the transfer portal thing. Okay. Okay. Y'all are getting real heated about this,
oh, yeah.
And it was hilarious. David, you're not necessarily wrong in the way you feel about it, but the feeling versus the reality of what it is and what it's going to be going forward, I think you just need to embrace and accept and be like, yeah, this is what basketball is now. Money rules everything. Not that wasn't always the case.
No,
but
I
now,
do not, because I can accept the fact that the player empowerment and movement is part of it, but the calendar can be adjusted and shifted.
It should have been adjusted last year. Brad Underwood talked about this last year about how they were still playing basketball and yet the transfer portal was already open.
Right.
So I agree that they should transfer portal. There's no reason why can't it open the day after the national championship.
The issue to me is that the NCAA was so used to either controlling everything that now they're like, oh, control only some of the things.
Right.
No, we control nothing now. Yeah. It's like they threw
they're
up
so
their
right.
hands.
Yeah. Our
this
hands
is
are
not
clean.
This
yep.
is not a feasible answer.
This is going to go to Congress at some point.
But the issue is
like
you can't expect everybody to follow unwritten rules that don't exist. Somebody wants a competitive advantage, but the concept of them just being like, well, we can't do anything now, that's ridiculous. Like, you should have an answer. The governing body's answer shouldn't just be either control everything or control nothing. Then that means you just don't know how to do your job, right?
You're right.
I'm not arguing that.
We're coming in hot.
What are you going to talk about?
Well, that
good,
and then
good.
Also, we have to discuss Coby White's tear that he's been on, because
he's on a tear.
You can't argue
different like, level player.
As much as you have to accept what the Bulls are doing, you have to accept that Coby White should be a part of the team. So we're going to address that. Ian Happ gets to join us. He kicks off his seasonal
awesome.
Appearances.
Center fielder.
Yes. We are going to discuss some Bears draft, which I think is important. Just the conflicting viewpoints that continue to ramp up.
Clay Harbor in studio.
That as well. Yeah. Marshall and I already decided we're going to bug Clay Harbor about a lot of things that aren't just football, but we'll talk to him about Athlete Live, especially right now. We'll get into the transfer portal a bit. Horrible injury in the women's tournament.
That bummed me out.
We love Juju Watkins, so this just stinks as a basketball fan. Cody Westerlund talks the Bulls, and then somehow we stopped trolling the Lakers as a society, and then somehow the Bulls just did the work for us. So I think we're going to address that as well.
Have a great show.
Great stuff, guys.